if we think back to the Old Testament reading, we see David issuing orders, trying to ensure that whatever happens in the upcoming battle between his supporters and the rebellion led by Absalom, that Absalom is to be spared. Ultimately, the passage ends with David learning that Absalom had been killed, and the king is heartbroken. War always leads to the breakdown of the unspoken social norms that normally hold communities and societies to decent behaviour. Once these break down, people, everyday people, act in ways that in normal circumstances they might never do. Sometimes more courageously and selflessly, but generally more violently and selfishly. So it comes as no surprise that David's order to spare Absalom wasn't carried out. But we need to think about, why did David give that order in the first place? Absalom was his son, who had not only murdered David's eldest son, but had set out to overthrow David and become king himself. Still, David's heartbreak on hearing that Absalom was killed was heartfelt. The ties that bind us can often hold, despite terrible acts of betrayal. So how do we help ourselves and others feel the same sense of love or same sense of connection that David felt for Absalom, for everyone, not just those we are bound to by blood or by other ties? David didn't weep for the lives of the other 20,000 subjects that were killed that day, only Absalom. And so we come to the great question of love. How do we love everyone, not just those we feel connected to? Remember, love your neighbour, love yourself, love your enemy. How do we move ourselves beyond our allegiances and see all human beings as kin, as part of ourselves? God, who loves us, loves everyone with the same extravagant, unconditional and unending love. How do we love like God? Surely this is the question that must be answered if we are to turn things around from the violence, injustice, division and fear that our lives are currently rooted in, and instead live as God intended us to live rooted in love. Then if we turn to the John reading, John talks about Jesus as the bread of life. Now, I don't know how much you love bread. Do you like bread? Yeah. Nice and crusty. Nice, freshly baked, crusty bread. The fresher the better. And think what it would have meant to those people where bread was daily made and was a fundamental element of people's diets. And so we see the culmination of our readings today. What started with David's heartbreak and despair has pointed us again and again to God's love being our foundation stone in troubled times through the ages. Now, John reminds us that to be able to live these lives of love we are called to, we need to stay very close to Jesus, to take scripture, prayer, and our walk with Jesus on a day-to-day basis, constantly taking in the nourishment of Jesus' extravagant love. So when we face daily challenges, how will we respond? Will we choose to react out of fear? Fear of loss of face, fear of loss of respect, fear of standing, fear of our position, fear of our possessions, fear of our loved ones, fear of our health or our life? Or will we choose to be nourished enough by Jesus in our everyday life that we can truly be imitators of God and live in love? It's very easy for us to go off track. The rush of deadlines, workloads, concerns for family and friends. How easy it is not to take the time to live in God's presence and to be nourished and restored by his love. And when that happens, how easy it is to react out of tiredness, defensiveness, anger, and fear. And oh, how different it is when we've taken those daily opportunities to be fully in God's presence, and how differently we respond. So we need to love like God loves. We need to learn to love the Lord our God, to love our neighbour, to love ourselves, and to love our enemies. This is the way God saves us and all creation. If we think back to Genesis, we find God creating mankind in his own image. So each one of us, just look around at each other, how different we all are. Yet we're all made in God's image. In times of conflict and division, we experience many emotions, including fear, confusion, anxiety, doubt, anger, disappointment, helplessness, frustration, sadness, despair, being overwhelmed, lonely, or impatient. Our readings today tells us about people reacting out of these emotions. Jesus came to us embodying God and God's extravagant love, showing us a radical new way, not only of getting along with those we live with and are connected to, but with those we fundamentally disagree with or even hate or despise. Love the Lord your God, love your neighbour, love yourself, love your enemy. On the surface, these are lovely words and sentiments that many of us would agree with, mostly. However, the living out of such love is far from easy. Jesus knew that, and every follower of Jesus since has known that. We need to know where to look for hope. We need to root ourselves in the love of God. We need to draw our daily nourishment from God. So when we find ourselves in the midst of conflict, change and tension, where we might feel ourselves misunderstood, challenged or worse, take a pause and remind ourselves of who we are. Beloved children of God, and to choose your response based in that truth. That may mean walking away for safety's sake, with questions that may discover what is truly going on for the other, seeking support to work through the issues. Well, there's myriads of other options rooted in love. For yourself, for others, possibly even for your enemy, that will imitate God and keep the door of reconciliation open. We need to experience the presence of Christ now, more than ever. in the context of the cost of living crisis, environmental emergency, war, nuclear threat, widespread changes to our daily and communal life, including in our churches. The promise of God's extravagant love not only becomes more important, but fundamental to our health and well-being, individually and globally, including our planet. Ultimately, by drawing on God's love, accepting our identity as a beloved child of God, and recognizing that God loves everyone, even in the worst of circumstances, peace and reconciliation are always possible. Imitating God and living lives of radical love can bring not only a profound sense of hope, but also a deep reconciliation within ourselves, with God and with one another, even those we consider enemies. So let us pray. Lord God, we pray that you are, we pray and thank you. We thank you that you are the God of love. We pray that we may learn to take that love into ourselves and love like you love us. We pray we might be able to live lives of love, that we may stay close to you and be guided by you and your Holy Spirit. We thank you for your Holy Spirit that you send to live with us and within us, to guide us and empower us to live our lives your way. And we ask now that your Spirit will help us live lives of love. Amen.
Amen.